Welcome to Unpacking the Box podcast, where we unpack incredible stories and experiences. It's about amplifying those unheard voices, untold stories, and changing narratives left and right. There is so much that can fit into a box. Sometimes you just need to know what's in it or how you're going to feel when unpacking it. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable to unpack, but it's very necessary for the betterment of ourselves and others.
This is Linnea, your host, and today I'm here with Samantha Neeland Trumbo, former Miss USA Hawaii and BET's Christmas Rescue Star. Y'all know I love my movies, especially Christmas movies, so I'm so excited. Welcome!
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk to you. I've been actually watching like your TikTok and videos too. Like you have such like a great personality, such a nice person. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think being a good person, honestly, is the biggest, accomplishment that I can have. I think it's the biggest accomplishment any of us can have. So I'm pretty proud.
Yes, I agree. So can you tell us about your experience working on the film Christmas Rescue? I saw that that's coming out on December the 14th, right?
Yes, December 14th. So,
yes.
So soon.
Yes.
So fun. So much fun. I mean, the crew was fantastic. The cast is incredible. Everybody really showed up with just this attitude of, we're here to play, we're here to collaborate, and we're here to have a good time. And I feel like you can really see that in the film.
I can't wait. I was just talking to Jock. She's a TV show and movie reviewer, and we were talking about Christmas movies and stuff, and I can't wait to watch this one. So I'm too excited. So like what was it like playing like the love interest in a holiday rom-com?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Anytime you play the love interest, and especially if you're the lead, and this is a romance movie, so the love interest, the two love interests, like it's their movie, so you really have to, I think, go in depth with your character, really figure out who they are, what love means to them, what this other person means to them, what they're missing, what they need, all of this stuff. So it's actually really fun as an actor. But in terms of this script specifically, so my character, Chelsea, is getting married at the beginning of the movie, but her ex, love of her life, her childhood best friend, who she dated for years and years, comes, kidnaps her from the wedding, and is like, you're supposed to be marrying me instead. So you see this like love that was lost, and there's so much that needs to be resolved if he's going to win her back. And so, oh my gosh, it's so fun to watch. And it was really, really cool to play.
Yes, it sounds interesting. Okay. Okay. And then that's going to be on BET Plus?
Yes, on BET Plus.
Okay. Y'all make sure y'all save the date so y'all can check that movie out. Yes, I can't wait to see it. So you have to, other than, being an actress, you are also into modeling. You have an impressive background, a very impressive background. So how did your experience as a model influence your transition into acting? And what have been, some of your favorite projects to work on?
Yeah, thank you. I think it's actually really interesting coming from modeling and then diving into acting, because there's a lot of things that help you. There's definitely some crossover in the two industries. So networking wise, it doesn't feel as big of a jump. Let's say if you were coming from working at, Walmart or being an accountant, like you at least know some people already in this industry. So that does help for sure. But I would say it actually was a bit of a challenge, because I did a lot of runway modeling, and in runway, it's so precise. You're creating this perfect performance, you're selling the clothes, like everything is very carefully planned out. And so when I got into acting, I kept having acting teachers tell me that I needed to be messier, that I was too perfect and my characters were too polished. And they were like, real people aren't like that. Real people are messy. You need to be messy. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh my goodness. That's funny.
Oh my God, it was so funny. But then filming this movie. So Robin Givens is in it. She plays my mom, and she's also one of the writers and the executive producer. So she was on set every single day. And I think one day she told me, she was like, this is so messy and I love it. And it was like such a great full circle moment. I was celebrating being messy now.
Right. That's awesome. Oh my goodness, that's awesome. So you see, you made it happen.
Hey, we got messy.
Yes, I love that. I love that. So, okay, so I have to ask you. So, as the first African American woman to win the Miss Hawaii USA title, side note, I want to visit Hawaii one day. Like, I heard it's so beautiful. I really want to. I want to go there. That's one of my bucket list trips.
Yes, you have to. I mean, it's like the only place in the world that really is more beautiful than the photos.
Yes, I heard. I also want to taste the food because I'm a big foodie, so I can't go nowhere without, you know, trying all the foods.
Hey, well, I've got a long list of recommendations for you. So when you go, you email me and I will send it to you because it's good.
Yes, I will. Oh my goodness, I definitely will. Okay, so as the first African-American woman to win the Miss Hawaii USA title, so you have been like a trailblazer in the pageant world. So how do you hope to inspire other Black women through your involvement with the National Miss Juneteenth Scholarship Pageant Organization?
Yes, first of all, I love the National Miss Juneteenth organization. It's so, so cool. So it's in partnership with, well, actually it was created by the National Juneteenth Observance Foundation, which is the team who got the federal bill passed and made Juneteenth federal holiday. Mm-hmm. So you've already got these incredible people behind it who are dedicated to Black history, to amplifying Black voices, to promoting equality, you know, ending racial disparity, all of these wonderful things. And then they came together and decided, hey, we want to provide this great opportunity for young women. So already you're starting at an incredible place, incredible mm-hmm. foundation. So the pageant I really like because it does such a good job of bringing this educational opportunity to women while also making it really fun. Because mm-hmm. I think sometimes we think of, you know, learning about history, or we think about racial disparity, and obviously that doesn't sound super fun, but yeah. I look at this pageant as like the Hamilton of pageants. Like, Hamilton is a musical and a show all about history, and yet it's so popular, it's incredibly fun to watch, and it's a really good opportunity for everyone involved. So this organization I like because the girls get to come, they get to do a pageant, they learn about their history, they learn about how to make a difference in today's world, and then they get encouraged to go on and, you know, use their voice and this new talent that they have, this new experience that they have in other arenas as well.
I love that. I love yeah. that. Especially so, like in a place where, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just confirming everything you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I love it. I get so excited about stuff like that because I feel like just being myself as a Black woman, you know, a lot of times when we're little Black girls, we don't see representations of ourselves, or we don't see people doing the things like that you're doing. And then for you to take the you know, the opportunity that you had to also, you know, turn that into something else for some other girls, you know, and give them opportunities to learn different things. I love that so much.
Yes, I've really learned how tight the Black community can be and how uplifting it can be. I really feel like, especially even Black Hollywood too, I'm learning that as well. Like, it's such a close community because everybody kind of comes together with this, you know, unspoken understanding that we've all had to go through a lot to be here. We all mm-hmm. have to go through a lot every single day, challenging or facing all these challenges and navigating all these challenges. And we can come together and support each other and help lift each other up because we know how hard it was just to get to where we currently are. So I'm really, I think, at this point in my life, appreciating community even more and wanting to really find my community and help uplift other people in my community, as, you know, so many people in the community have already uplifted me.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And I'm so like big on representation too. And it's not so, and I try to tell people it's not It's not to exclude, but I feel like because we're so criticized, and like you said, we really have to work hard. We have to work like triple times hard, even, quadruple times hard to be where we are and to get to where we want to go. And I think it's important that we see examples of that and that we create examples and create opportunities for each other, within our community. So I really appreciate what you do, and I hope you know that you are really, impacting so many people.
Oh, thank you. That's definitely my goal. I mean, when I won Miss Hawaii USA, I had already won the teen title years before, but the difference between the teen pageant and the Miss pageant is night and day. It just is. It's Miss Teen USA versus Miss USA, which is on national television. People know about it. People have heard of it. And yes, I've competed in pageants, but I don't have the look that people immediately think of when they hear Miss Hawaii. Like, sure, I maybe have modeled, I may be an attractive woman, but I don't have the Miss Hawaii look that people initially think about. So when you get on that stage, or when I got on that stage, it's like I had to be that much better than anybody else because I already technically am coming at a slight disadvantage, not being what people initially expect.
Yes, I love that. And that is the story of so many of us in the community. And that's why you're such a trailblazer, because you have broke barriers, and that's amazing. And that means something to us, And so I love that, because that's what we got to do. We got to keep breaking those walls down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like we really just, it's insane to say it, but it's like we just have to be that much better to be, what people want and to be seen for who we are because we're challenging expectations and that's always going to be a really hard thing to do. But that doesn't mean we can't do it. We just have to, come together and say, hey, this is what we're doing. Let's go.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So I know that you founded Time to Talk Hawaii, a program dedicated to helping teens communicate effectively, which is amazing. So can you share more about, the inspiration behind this program and the impact that it has had, thus far in the community?
I love Time to Talk Hawaii. It was so fun to start it. I was such a big fan of Toastmasters International, which is a pretty popular public speaking club. And I joined it because I really just needed to work on my own speaking. I wanted to work on my confidence when I did speak publicly. And I loved it so much that I felt like there needed to be a teen version of Toastmasters because I always look at teenagers as they're tomorrow's leaders. And I think it was especially the March for Our Lives movement, where it was a group of high school kids who kind of got this national attention talking about gun safety and gun control. And I was so inspired to see these high school kids get up there and talk about something that was really important to them and do it in a very intelligent way, a very eloquent way. And so I really wanted to help other teens really learn how to do that. And I was like, it doesn't have to be about gun safety or gun control. Like, whatever you're passionate about, you need to learn how to speak up for yourself and how to talk about what matters to you. Even if it's just advocating for yourself in school with a teacher, trying to get that A on the group project when your partner didn't show up. We've all been there, right? So I just went around to different teen centers in Hawaii and taught different workshops. I did some goal setting workshops. I taught workshops on communication in general. So how to talk to yourself, how to talk to others, and then how to talk publicly. And really emphasizing the difference between, for these kids, talking to your friends versus talking to an adult. Because you should not be talking to the principal the way you talk to your homegirl. That is not the same thing. Oh my gosh. But it was so great. And I started it in 2019. And then of course 2020 came around and like really shifted things. So it turned into more of like a online video lesson type thing. But actually I thought that was effective too, because I ended up having adults watch the videos and comment and send messages of like, oh, this was really helpful. I'm gonna try this.
Oh, cool. I love that. Yes. Well, listen, we thank you for, even taking the initiative to help them in this department. We thank you.
Like, as a mother, they
Yes.
need this.
Okay. I've literally heard some conversations because I have two teens. I have a 20-year-old and I have a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old. And I've heard like some conversations between teens and then conversations with like the teachers and stuff. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, you're like, girl, what are you saying? Stop, stop, stop.
What are
Wait.
y'all talking about? No. Oh my God. And I even have to tell my daughter, my 16-year-old, I have to tell her sometimes, like, because the way she texts me, sometimes the way she texts me is the way she would be texting her friend. I'm like, who are you talking to?
No, you're on. Yeah.
I am not one of your friends. I have to go back to what my mother used to tell me. I'm not one of your little friends.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. So funny. Well, I try to phrase it in the way they seem to really respond to this of you need to talk to people in the best way that they're gonna receive it because that's gonna get you what you want.
Okay, I like that. Okay.
Yeah. You know, so you turn it around to make it sound a little selfish, and then suddenly they're like, oh yeah, that's good. That's
Right.
good.
I love that. Okay, I'm gonna try that. Let me see how that works out. Well, my daughter, and she also likes to use, like, you know how the kids like to use, I don't know, those little, I don't know what you call them, but like, she said FRFR the other day, and I was like, what is that? She was like, for real, for real. I'm like, what? You're not talking to one of your little friends. You're talking to me.
Yeah, it's like teenagers don't get it. It's like if you call your mom bruh, you're probably not gonna get what you want.
Oh my goodness, but it's so funny. I'm like, what are you? I guess it's funny because it's like I'm pretty sure I was probably the same way like when I was younger too. But now that I'm a mother and I'm much older, it's like it's so weird to me. I'm like, I find myself saying the same things my mother was saying and just like, why? Like I'm like, am I did I really turn into this person? I'm a whole mother now.
So good.
So, in addition to your acting and advocacy work, so you recently became a certified life coach. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. We actually are accredited now, so we even took it one step further.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, it's so I basically do mindset and confidence coaching for women, and it's such a cool thing to do. I really think of it as like just a fulfilling hobby. Because I get to help women become more confident and become more empowered. And I then get to just watch them take on life in a whole new way and succeed at everything because they have a new mindset and they believe in themselves. And it's so incredible to watch. You just get to see somebody's growth and it's awesome every single time.
I love it. I love it. So what do you hope to achieve just, through this work, through life coach? Like, what's your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal really is just empowering women. I love that. That's my vibe. I'm here for the empowerment all day. But I think this next year, so 2024, I want to launch a mindset and confidence course that I've been sitting on for a while, and I'm just trying to decide exactly who I want it to be for because I think there's so many different phases of life for being a woman, and I really want to get specific and just like really target one group and really help them as much as possible. So I think that's my goal this next year is to get that course up so I can just continue helping people because at this point I've coached enough people that I can really see what people need, what are the most common things that are the most impactful, and in what order. So I've really kind of playfully figured it out through coaching one-on-one. And I just think with a course I can hit more people and really get that positive impact to more people.
I love that. I too can resonate with that deeply because I love empowering women and little girls. Because I think it's so important for us. I know for me, just growing up, just being in high school and middle school, I feel like girls, I mean, I had some friends here and there, but I felt like girls was always catty and mean. And it was just so much. And as I got older, I'm like, you know what? You can kind of take a hold of, that narrative. You can challenge that narrative, Linnea. I'm like, you can actually start to empower women and, show that, yes, women can get along and, we don't have to be catty. We can help each other. Because really, I mean, as women, we have so many of the same things. We have similar things that happen to us and things that we go through. We're the same. We look different, but we're pretty much the same.
Yes, absolutely. And in terms of that competition, mindset so many people have, you know, it pits women against each other. I don't think it's something that men are not pitted against each other as much in the same way. And I think we really have to adopt this abundance mindset and realize there's enough, like there's enough opportunities for everybody. There's enough college scholarships to go around. There's enough jobs. There's enough, you know, great men to be dating. There's enough.
Yeah.
We don't need to be coming at each other. Like, we're good. There's enough for everybody.
I agree. I agree. We all can win, all of us together. I love it. So with all the work that you're doing, like, how are you practicing self-care? What are you doing to just make sure you maintain your well-being?
First of all, so much. So much. Because I really think that is so important. I love a good skincare routine. I feel like it has taken me years to figure it out, and now it is on point. I love it so much. But I also just give time for myself. Like, I don't feel bad saying no. You know, if I'm invited out to something and I'm just like, hey, I actually have plans to sit on the couch by myself and I'm really pumped about it. There's no guilt there, you know, because I feel like I know what I'm saying yes to anytime I say yes to something, whether it's saying yes to an opportunity with somebody else or saying yes to an opportunity with myself. I know who I am so clearly that I'm never doing something that doesn't serve me and my long-term goals.
Yes, because self-care is so important. It's so important. I agree. We got to fill our cups up and keep them full.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think sometimes, I think hopefully people are really kind of getting away from this idea of self-care as being selfish, because when you really think about it, like when, if I go to the gym and then my energy's higher and I feel better, well, great. Now I can coach more people and help more people because I have more energy. So it's actually certain things when you're doing them for yourself, you can actually think about the other people that are going to be positively impacted just because you went to the gym or because you stayed in to give yourself a facial. Now, all the other people that you see are going to have such a good positive interaction with you because you were feeling so good about yourself that you were able to empower them or to give them a compliment and make them feel good.
And it creates a lovely domino effect. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. So next time you give yourself a facial, it's like, hey, this is not for me. This is for the girl at Starbucks that I'm going to compliment tomorrow because I'm feeling so good.
Yes, that's so cute. I love that.
Really a public service you're providing.
Yes. So what type of music do you like to listen to? What's in your playlist on repeat right now?
Oh, gosh, right now. Where's my phone? I don't know. Right now, it's a lot of R&B, actually. I just love it. It's like so soft. It's kind of, I don't even know how to describe R&B. It just makes you feel good. You know what? It's actually probably because I went to the Usher concert in Vegas.
Oh, you did? Oh, how was that?
Fantastic. Oh my gosh. I mean, wow, just so good. And I feel like Usher's kind of a mix between R&B and hip hop, but he really, to me, just brings R&B to another level. And so I've kind of been exploring different R&B artists, touching back into some that, you know, I listened to maybe 10 years ago. And it's just such a good, like, soulful type of music that really makes you feel good about yourself. You know, it's not so hyped that you're like, can't distracted and can't do anything other than like listen to the song and dance. Like, I feel like I can actually get work done with R&B in the background.
Yes, I'm a big fan of R&B too. I love it. So I totally agree with you. Man, I'm so mad because I think Usher has finished out his residency, right? I'm like, I've been seeing pictures and videos. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, for this season, he's done. And then he's performing at the Super Bowl. So part of me is like, I don't know if he's going to come back because, like, is he going to be too busy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, those tickets were obnoxiously expensive. I don't even want to think about it, but it was so worth it. I was like, I really feel like this is a once in a lifetime thing. We have to go.
Right. Well, I'm so glad that you got to go, and I'm glad you had a good time, because you know what? That's a part of self-care too. You went and had a good time and did something, you know, that we may not ever get to experience again.
Yes, absolutely.
So shout out to you. Listen, I had so much fun talking to you, Samantha.
Oh, thank you. I had such a good time. I feel like we had so much in common.
We do, yes. We have a lot in common because I was listening to you talk about how you know you're a good person and how they wanted you to be messy and stuff like that. And people tell me the same thing. They're like, "You're so nice." I had a person tell me like, "You're just too nice. You're too nice." And I'm like, "This is just how I was raised to be." But also, it also stems from some experiences, some negative experiences that I had younger that I really grew up in to be, the woman that I want to see, that I want to be to others, and I want others to be to me. So, and that's the same way that I'm raising my kids. I'm raising them to be kind, to be nice, to be good humans, because that's the way it should be. So I resonate with you on a lot of things, and I'm so glad we got to talk today.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's a lot of strength in being a good person, being a nice person, because you're vulnerable when you're kind to other people. And that doesn't mean you get taken advantage of. Like, you know when to say, "Hey, that's actually not okay." But just being so open with people really is a strength and a superpower. And I think it's pretty incredible. And you absolutely have that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I just know, like, I would never want anyone, to feel bad, to make anyone feel bad, or to be mean to. I couldn't be with myself, sit with myself, live with myself if I did that to someone else, because I know how that feels. So I'm just always going to be a good person, always. So I really appreciate that, and I hope you are such a good person. You are so impactful. You are changing lives, and I really appreciate everything that you've done. I mean, you have set, the path. You've opened the door for other women and just people in general. And I hope that you know how important you are and how loved you are.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Tell the people where, like, they could keep up with you and, your websites and your handles and all that good stuff.
Yes, Samantha Nealon Trumbo on Instagram. I think I have a TikTok, but I don't. It's probably been a year since I've been on it. So don't find me on there because you're gonna get
Was
old.
watching some of your videos on there.
Oh God, are there even stuff? Well, there clearly is something up there.
Yeah, it's stuff on there, but I'll also follow you on Instagram
I feel like I'm way more fun on Instagram.
too.
Also, my dog is his own personality and he makes a lot of appearances. So it's pretty entertaining. I do have a website as well, Samantha Nealon Trumbo. But yeah, Instagram is really where I'm at most of the time.
Yes, make sure you guys connect and keep up with Samantha, and make sure you look out for her movie that's starting on, it's coming out on December the 14th on BET Plus. We were literally just talking about BET Plus and all the great Christmas movies that are on there, and I'm so excited. I can't wait, and I will definitely be checking it out.
Yay.
Okay. Yes, I'll be checking it out. Christmas Rescue, y'all. Make sure y'all watch it. And as always, y'all, I would never steer y'all wrong. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, y'all, we out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Unpacking the Box Podcast, where we unpack it all. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe so that you never miss an episode.
Not only is Linnea an amazing podcaster, she is also an independent entrepreneur. Check out her many creative endeavors, such as her women's magazine, Unpacking Her Magazine, which highlights women in business and in all creative areas. In addition, she has an online store, Unpacking Hoodies and Tees, that entails words that will be sure to uplift you. She is a self-published author of two books, and counting that can be found on Amazon. You can visit and learn more about Linnea's projects by clicking on the link in the show's notes, or visit Linnea's Instagram page at unpacking_the_box_podcast and click on the link in the bio.